Voices of Afghanistan is an ensemble of musicians from Central Asia who now live in the United States. Their musical backgrounds and their ages vary. What they share is a passion for the music of Afghanistan and a desire to introduce it to American audiences. Banding Air spent time with these musicians as they created their debut album, Love Songs for Humanity.
Like so many Afghan musicians, the core members of this group have fled violent conflicts at home, moving from Kabul to Peshawar, Pakistan, and when that became a Taliban stronghold, the United States. Most now live in Fremont, California, south of San Francisco, and home of Little Kabul. That includes 65-year-old Ustad Farida Mawash, a legend whose voice is known to every Afghan who lived during the 70s and 80s. When we met, I asked her to sing one of her famous ghazals, light classical love songs with beautiful melodies. Mawash recalls listening to her mother recite the Quran. She tells me, "I got this voice from her." That may be, but Mawash's is the voice that would matter in Afghanistan.
Mawash was part of a generation of young women who appeared in public, but more importantly, they appeared on the radio.
That's ethnomusicologist Mark Slobin of Wesleyan University in Connecticut. Slobin did groundbreaking fieldwork in Afghanistan in the early 70s, a relatively peaceful era there, and a time when Mawash became a national star.
She had been a secretary at the radio station and was discovered, like, you know, sort of a Hollywood story. But we're not talking about Hollywood here. We're talking about a society that has a very low value for music and had a very low value of the idea of women appearing in public to sing. So she went through various problems, even in the good old days, a period that's now considered the golden age.
Mawash recalls that golden age vividly. She says men and women worked together and people were happy. Watching the militancy and oppression in Afghanistan today, she says, "I am totally confused. I don't know where these people came from." Mawash's principal collaborator in Voices of Afghanistan is young enough to be her son. Born in 1976 to a renowned musical family, Homayun Saki rapidly became a master of the rubab, a double-chambered lute that is the national instrument of Afghanistan. The rubab is at least 1,000 years old, but within a short time playing it, Homayun was already inventing new techniques for it.
I was practicing every day, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. Everything.
Homayun started playing higher up the instrument's neck than anyone had before, and he developed a technique of picking in both directions.
I told him, like, "Father, I want to play, like, faster." And after that, I was just like, yeah.
Homayun was keen to show off his innovative bends and slides, but Mark Slobin points out that before all that, this young player mastered folkloric and classical traditions.
Even as a child, he made it his business to learn all the styles. He's quite a repository of a lot of information. And because of this dislocation and destruction, he is sort of a walking archive himself and a kind of national treasure.
An American producer, Don Elder, brought Mawash and Homayun together with the other members of Voices of Afghanistan, and they created the group's debut CD, Love Songs for Humanity. It's a mix of Central Asian art music, folklore, and classical popular songs like this one, Zim Zim.
Zim Zim Zim, Zim 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 Zim, Zim 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 Zim, Kazakiri.
It's Speaking in her home in California, Mawash says the CD title, Love Songs for Humanity, gets right to the message these musicians want to convey. Art in general, she says, and singing especially, is all about love. I am a messenger of love. It doesn't matter if you're Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, or Muslim. I love humans, all humans. For NPR News, I'm Banning Air.
Banning Air is senior editor at afropop.org.